A new report by the Canadian government says that Saudi Arabia has been Ottawa's biggest arms purchaser in the Middle East. The report has been released by Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. It says the country exported over $575 million worth of arms and military equipment to Saudi Arabia between 2011 and 12. That means that Saudi Arabia is on the top list of non-NATO purchasers of Canadian military equipment. The report also cites the United Arab Emirates as one of the main arms purchasers in the region. Anthony Hall is a professor of globalization who joins us from Lethbridge University to share his thoughts on this. Professor Anthony Hall, welcome. Why do I get the feeling that Saudi Arabia, and in particular Persian Gulf countries like the UAE, seem to be a dumping ground for these military equipment? I mean, I can go back to that $70 billion worth purchase. It makes this one look like chump change. Why does Saudi Arabia need all this equipment?
And it's beyond that. There was a $10 billion, B with a B deal between the Canadian branch of General Dynamics, of course, a U.S. corporation, and Saudi Arabia to sell them light armored vehicles. So it's well known that Saudi Arabia is no friend or supporter of human rights. Your viewers should realize that Canada does not even have diplomatic relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. There's not even an ambassador there or an embassy there. But Canada is doing business on a large scale. And this is part of Stephen Harper's general transformation of Canada into a sort of clone of the Israeli warrior state. You know, he spoke in the Knesset in Jerusalem, the Israeli parliament. And Canada is very quickly changing. Of course, Canada used to have a reputation as a peacekeeping country. Lester Pearson got a Nobel Prize and brought in this concept of peacekeeper. But now Canada is quickly becoming a warrior state, complete with false flag events like what took place in Ottawa on October 22nd, where a quote-unquote recent Islamic convert is reputed to have shot people and gone in parliament, and actually seemed to have a police escort as he was going through these things. So these arms sales are part of a much larger picture, and Canada is no longer a place. Canada isn't even supporting the UN arms trade treaty, which 50 countries, including the United States, has supported. Canada is going the direction of Israel, ignoring international law, becoming a human rights abuser. And I must say, at home as well, within Canada, where missing and murdered Aboriginal women, 1,200 of them, just disappeared without proper investigations. What's going on in Canada? There's a great calls for an investigation into this, you know, terrible human rights abuse within Canada. Canada is coddling up to, they are tyrants. There's no democracy in Saudi Arabia. It's kind of the elephant in the room as all of these accusations are pointed here and there. But there sits Saudi Arabia with, no real respect for any transformation into a democratic society like, for instance, Iran now, has. Obviously, elections are very important and change a lot in Iran. So this is a very disturbing development. To see my own country, I'm sitting here in Alberta, which is an oil jurisdiction. Alberta itself is a kind of petro-tyranny within Canada. It's the political base of Stephen Harper. This arms sales to Saudi Arabia or Bahrain, these arms might very well be used to suppress their own people. They can very well end up in, for instance, the so-called Islamic State, which is not a state and which is not Islamic. It's very well known that arms merchants like to play both sides in a conflict, and bankers like to fund both sides in a conflict. And Saudi Arabia's connection to the Islamic State and to Al-Qaeda previously, this is well known. So and this all goes forward without much debate in Canada, without much focus on the tragedy of seeing Canada transformed into a clone of the Israeli warrior state.
Thank you very much for that, Professor Anthony Hall there, professor of globalization at Lethbridge University, talking to us. We appreciate that.